your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 40 today under clear skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows dip down to about 24. Bright sunshine again tomorrow, 53. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Kansas U.S. Senator Dr. Roger Marshall has introduced the Bonafide Beef Branding Act to help ranchers distinguish their product in the meat case in grocery stores around the nation. This legislation would direct USDA to eliminate the product of the USA meat label and instead create three new voluntary labels to address consumer confusion. Senator Marshall said, "To me, it's clear that the current product of the USA label for beef does not convey accurate information to consumers and fails to help American ranchers distinguish their products in the meat case." He said, "Not only are descriptive labels more accurate, but they will help U.S. ranchers differentiate the wholesome, safe, and nutritious beef they raise. It is preeminently important," he says, "the meat labels are clear and accurate in a way that leaves little question in consumers' minds." This legislation follows the White House announcement on the upcoming product of the USA labeling rules. Consumers can be better understanding where the meat comes from. Senator Marshall also sent a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack back in September, encouraging him to eliminate the label and replace it with more specific labels. In July, USDA announced the initiation of a top-to-bottom review of the product of the USA label to help guide the upcoming rulemaking of the subject. Farmers continue to plant more cover crops. Those include everything from grasses like rye, oats, to legumes and radishes. Some of them get converted to biofuels or fed to cattle, but most aren't harvested because they're more valuable when they break down in the soil. Rob Meyer of the Center for Regenerative Agriculture estimates cover crops grew by 22 million acres between 2017 and 2021. That's a 43% increase. There are many things, he said, pushing cover crops forward. Carbon payments, the newest thing to increase farmer interest in maintaining soil health. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. In Sedgwick County, law enforcement authorities received information concerning a Sedgwick County detention deputy bringing contraband into the jail. That's according to Lieutenant Benjamin Blick. 21-year-old detention deputy Andrew Gilbert was involved in trafficking contraband. Due to the allegations and evidence ascertained, it was determined enough probable cause existed to arrest him for trafficking contraband. Gilbert began employment with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office in June of 2019. On Friday, he was placed on suspension without pay and was no longer in custody, according to online jail records. And the first wave of relief for fire victims in Russell, Kansas is on its way. A group of Shawnee County farmers left early Saturday morning with about 40 tons of hay, range cubes, and salt blocks. The donated items were being hauled on trucks and trailers headed for central Kansas, where farmers and ranchers lost livestock and their pastures were destroyed in the mid-December wildfires. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's a new year, so get a fresh start at Rusty at Ford. Regardless of your past credit history, don't let your past dictate your future. At Rusty at Ford, we have finance plans for everyone. Low credit scores? Not a problem. First-time buyers? We've got you covered. No money down? We can do that too. Our finance specialists will work with you to get you into the right car at a payment you can afford. We work with dozens of lenders from around the country, and this gives us the power to help you get a fresh start. Don't wait. Rusty at Ford has one of the area's best selections of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, our special finance plans are tailored to your specific needs. Claim your fresh start today at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Offers expire month's end.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kentucky man was ordered to pay $25,000 in restitution to a McPherson County victim for securities fraud. That's according to the Kansas Attorney General, Derek Schmidt. Brian Scott Hurt, 52, of Glasgow, Kentucky, was sentenced Thursday in McPherson County District Court for one count of securities fraud. In addition to the restitution, McPherson County District Judge John Clenda sentenced Hurt to 3 years of probation and ordered him to pay a $5,000 fine. Hurt pleaded guilty to the charge on July 9th of last year. The Winfield School District kicked off the new year by launching a new daycare at Country View Elementary as teachers and staff were struggling to find childcare for their own children. And as a result, the district was losing employees. Right now, the daycare is only open to teachers and staff employed by the Winfield School District. The district is working to license another daycare at Irving Elementary as well. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Governor Pete Ricketts will unveil a state budget proposal much like the other frugal spending plans he's introduced over the years. But this time, he'll have an extra $1 billion from the federal government to spend and plenty of people who want to cut. The Republican governor says he's okay using the federal pandemic money on one-time expenses such as infrastructure and water projects. But he doesn't support a big bump in spending of state tax dollars. Nebraska's current two-year state budget is projected to grow by an average of 1.8% annually to around $9.78 billion by June of 2023. Police say officers found a man dead inside of a vehicle parked outside of a liquor store in southeastern Omaha Saturday night. Police say 30-year-old Curious Avant was found with a gunshot wound to the head near 30th and U Street shortly after 8 p.m. Saturday. Witnesses told police that two men were seen running north after the shooting, but police did not immediately announce any arrests in the shooting. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
You know and love his songs. Now see him live. Gary Allen, The Ruthless Tour.
I can't find a feeling like that.
Friday, January 21st, 7th Lands First Council Casino and Resort.
Songs about rain.
Gary Allen, live. Tickets available at the casino box office or 7clans.com. Gary Allen. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week voted unanimously to proceed with work on the jail project at a site east of Marysville to the north of Subway and Cantiquet. The architect requested closing out previous work, which included design plans for expansion of the current jail facility at the current site. Commissioners will move forward extending a contract with AHRS as construction manager for the project. The architect was to meet last week with Sheriff Tim Ackerman to discuss the new location designation, with a timeline established allowing bids in May, which would allow concrete work this summer, with a goal of closing the structure in for continued work next winter. Disputed cattle guards in Waterville Township that were placed by Brett Parker had not been removed, and commissioners held firm they would be removed until such time as county policy regarding placement is complete. A $400,000 payment in lieu of taxes was received from NextEra Energy and will be designated to the 2022 Capital Improvement Fund. The annual payments will continue for a period of 10 years until the property goes on the tax rolls. Washington County Commissioners last week discussed a recommendation from the Noxious Weed Director that the county reconsider selling farm chemicals. A state requirement on making noxious weed spray available for sale or providing vouchers. It was noted the county sales compete with private chemical vendors. The recent windstorm did more damage to a storage building north of the noxious weed and recycling facility. Permission was given to proceed exploring options for a new building that could be secured for storage. Nemohol County Commissioners held a special meeting Thursday approving year-end vouchers, considering reorganization options, and they briefly discussed pay increases for county employees for 2022. The Washington City Council is considering options for updating City Hall with repair to water damage needed, as well as other upgrades. A recent architectural quote estimated the cost of renovation at $572,000. Mayor Ryan Curran suggested, with that in mind, it may be worth consideration to sell the current City Hall and a new building established. This prompted discussion. The old City Hall site remains vacant and is in poor repair. After discussion, consensus was to work up plans and cost estimates for construction of a new building with the existing facade of the old City Hall used as a front. It was also suggested that a basement with elevator and public meeting room be included. The Art Deco finish of the old City Hall building has architectural and historical significance, and council members seemed more inclined to put funding into work at that site, including partial new construction, as opposed to renovating the current city quarters. In other business, a 20-year lease purchase agreement was approved for purchase of replacement power plant engines, with roughly $1.5 million to be financed on the $2 million-plus project after insurance proceeds are considered. Winter homecoming activities were held Saturday at Marysville High School. Keela Spurgeon was crowned queen and Kai Martin king. Republic County schools at Belleville will be closed Monday, with quite a number of staff and students affected by the winter flu and cold bugs, as well as cases of COVID quarantine. Shirley Ann Shale, age 83, of Odell, passed away January 4th. Funeral service Monday at 1 at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Odell. Burial in the Odell Cemetery. Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell in charge of arrangements for Shirley Shale. Gordon Johnson, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Gordon Johnson. Byron L. Lewis, age 65, of Axtell, passed away January 6th. Private burial was held at the Beatty Union Cemetery with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Byron Lewis.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As we head into the start of our work week, our temperatures will start to gradually warm up. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower teens and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and mid 50s throughout Kansas, and the mid 20s through upper 40s throughout Missouri. Conditions will remain fairly dry with lots of sunshine throughout the majority of this week. Tonight, we can expect to see lows ranging in the single digits and lower 20s throughout Iowa, staying fairly mild throughout the rest of the region with lows ranging in the upper teens and mid-20s throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s and upper 20s throughout Kansas, and the lower teens to mid-20s throughout Missouri. As an upper-level ridge starts to make its way over the Midwest on Tuesday, our temperatures will continue to rise throughout the end of the work week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-January 39, record high on this date 73, the average low 19, the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:23.
A heavy snowstorm is never convenient, but it does have its benefits. The pros and cons of snow are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 10th, the 10th day of the year. RCA introduced the 45 RPM record in 1949, and this was day three of the blizzard of 96. 25 years ago, the northeastern U.S. was reeling from snow totals up to 3 feet. If you live in the snow belt, you should make it a habit to brush the snow off evergreen branches to avoid damage. Heavy, wet snow will snap off branches, and in extreme cases, it can uproot entire trees. In moderation, however, a blanket of snow is generally a good thing. It helps to insulate your plants from temperature extremes, prevents frost heaving, and replenishes the groundwater supply. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes and find your local forecast at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State played shorthanded for the second consecutive Big 12 contest as the Wildcats once again got off to a fast start in the first half before running out of steam in the second half and dropping an 81-68 decision to West Virginia before almost 12,000 fans at the WVU Coliseum Saturday afternoon. The Wildcats are now 8-6 and 0-3 in the Big 12. K-State is scheduled to play host to TCU, who's 10-1 at 8 p.m. on Wednesday night at Bramlage Coliseum. And in Lubbock, Texas, the sixth-ranked Kansas Jayhawks saw their eight-game winning streak come to an end on Saturday afternoon at United Supermarkets Arena, falling to number 25 Texas Tech, 75-67. The Jayhawks are now 12-2 on the season, 1-1 in Big 12 conference play. Kansas will return to action tomorrow night at home against Iowa State at 7 o'clock on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limit powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Linebacker Nick Bolton's 86-yard fumble return midway through the fourth quarter put the Chiefs ahead to stay in a 28-24 win at Denver. The Broncos led 21-20 and were driving for another touchdown when Melvin Ingram III darted into Denver's backfield untouched and stripped the ball from Melvin Gordon. Patrick Mahomes was 27-44 for 270 yards and two touchdowns for the Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs' pursuit of a third straight Super Bowl appearance will begin Sunday night at 7:15 as the Chiefs host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Helped by 22 points by Josh Carlton, number 12 Houston held off Wichita State's second-half charge for a 76-66 victory Saturday afternoon in Houston. Tyson Etienne's 11 points and Dexter Dennis's 10 pace the Shockers, who are now 9-5, 0-2 in the American. The Shockers return home for two games this week, Wednesday against Tulsa at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon versus Cincinnati at noon. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores. In girls' action, Marysville took Abilene 43-27. While Nego downed Concordia 53-21 and Chapman beat Clay Center 40-28. Hanover girls took Frankfort 59-45. Valley Heights over Troy 72-32. Clifton Clyde beat Axtell 54-31. Donovan West over Washington County 57-35. And Centralia girls beat Lynn 56-33. In boys' play, Abilene over Marysville 74-42. Wamego took Concordia 54-42. Clay Center down to Chapman 77-47. Hanover boys took Frankfort 55-42. Valley Heights over Troy 54-42. Donovan West beat Washington County 51-42. Clifton Clyde over Axtell 48-47. Centralia boys took Lynn 78-23.
Add some tropical elegance to your indoor decor with Easy Care Sago Palm. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This ancient plant dates back millions of years to the days of the dinosaur. It's not a true palm, but rather a cycad with leaves and a shaggy trunk that resemble a palm tree. Grow sago palm in a warm, humid location where it receives 4 to 6 hours of filtered sunlight. Boost the humidity by placing it near other indoor plants. As one plant transpires, loses moisture from its leaves, the nearby plants benefit from the increased humidity. Or elevate the plant on pebbles above water kept in a saucer or tray. Water thoroughly when the top inch of soil is starting to dry. Avoid overwatering that can lead to yellow leaves and root rot. The slow-growing sago palm is toxic, so keep it out of the reach of pets and curious children. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Imagine being a slave at the beginning of the Civil War, only later to have an opportunity to join the Union Army and fight back at those who enslaved you. It is here that former slaves joined men from the Union Army to wage war in some of the most difficult terrain of the Civil War. The story of those who made that stand is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As Jim Ogden at Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park will tell you, this was the site of some of the bloodiest fighting in the Civil War.
The terrain here is one of the deciding and also unique features of this campaign. It does take place in this very mountainous terrain. The mountains in this area rise 12 to 1,400 feet. In many ways, the walls of the mountains are like giant walls with very few doors in them.
The Battle of Chickamauga is often cited as the bloodiest two-day conflict of the war. During 1863, Chattanooga's population fluctuated as both sides captured and recaptured territory. One group here were former slaves, men who were ready to volunteer for the Union Army.
This campaign occurs at a time when the United States Army is beginning to organize African Americans as soldiers. And in early 1864, in Chattanooga, several more regiments will be organized, and they'll include some former slaves from this area.
One of those men was Hubbard Pryor, a former slave who joined the Union Army here. Most of these men first provided labor and guard duty for the Army. But in the fall of 1864, they got a taste of battle.
Over 700 will be captured down at Dalton, Georgia, about 30 miles below Chattanooga. And many of them will be returned to slavery by the Confederates. Some will be executed, and Hubbard Pryor was one of those captured.
It was the fighting in the hills around Chattanooga that proved to be one of the most decisive engagements of the conflict. Today, the sites are a national military park, commemorating the struggle for the gateway to the South. Traveling the countryside in Chattanooga, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska in Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Tract 2 is a short quarter, 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99, and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Tract 3 is another short quarter, 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99, and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop, with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
There is good reason for optimism for sheep producers. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The American sheep industry is growing, especially from the consumer palate for lamb, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Hit in 2020, the demand for wool and lamb went belly up. But it's amazing how quickly things can turn around. 2022 could be filled with opportunities for sheep producers, especially in the lamb market. Susan Schultz is the president of the American Sheep Industry Association. She says the industry is growing across the board.
We've increased 13,000 producers over the last census. We're up to 100,000 people in the United States raising sheep now. From small flocks to large flocks, the diversity is unbelievable. Intensive operations, extensive operations, people who house their sheep, people who raise them on grass, combination of both. It goes on and on.
Sheep producers raise the animals for two products, wool and meat. She says the wool market took a hit with the trade wars and hasn't fully bounced back yet, except for the demand for fine wool, such as merino.
Consumers are embracing lamb on the dinner table. Consumption is up and the meat is selling at record prices.
And I think we attribute that to people staying at home during the pandemic, and they got a little tired of chicken, beef, pork, and they tried lamb for the first time. They liked it. They realized it was versatile. They realized that it was a fun protein to work with. And I think we've got people that are going to eat lamb for next generation. So we're thrilled with that.
It's all about knowing your customers and what type of product they want. And there are huge opportunities in domestic lamb production. Schultz says we only raise 50% of the lamb that's consumed in the United States, and the rest is imported from Australia and New Zealand. Learn more about the sheep industry at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Pending legislation that could open a floodgate of new food donations. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tremendous amounts of food go to waste in this country, food that could be donated and consumed were it not for legal liability concerns. A bill called the Food Donation Improvement Act was introduced in Congress in December to correct some deficiencies in a 1996 law on the subject. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern is a co-sponsor.
People would like to do more donations, but, you know, they worry about these Best Buy dates, for example. And the problem is that it becomes more convenient and less worrisome to throw that food in the dumpster.
McGovern says the 1996 law was not specific enough on the subject of liability.
They say they want to be more generous. They want to provide more food to people and to organizations, but they worry about the lack of clarity and the possibility that they might be subject to a lawsuit. And so they say that that's one of the disincentives.
McGovern, who also chairs the Congressional Hunger Center, says he's confident the bill has a good chance to pass.
This bill is one piece of the puzzle that we need to put in place to effectively not just manage hunger in this country. We ought to be talking about zero hunger. We ought to be talking about ending hunger.
McGovern was part of a virtual discussion on the topic hosted by the nonprofit Food Tank. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Smith Auto values our patrons and pledges to provide the same high standards of service in the future. Because of the valued customers, the business will continue to grow strong and vibrant. From your friends at Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations, and we buy scrap iron.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, everybody's still coming off of the 2021 herbicide shortages, and unfortunately, it may be history repeating itself for the new year of 2022. As TJ Binns is an agronomy service representative with Syngenta, and he says that herbicide supplies are troublesome due to a number of factors in the market.
Over time, we've been kind of dwindling down our inventories at the retail level. But in 2021, we saw some challenges with a lot of these products due to some shipping delays and being able to get a hold of some AIs throughout the countryside. So it kind of put some tight restraints on us throughout the industry. One of the biggest concerns that growers have right now and retailers also is the supply of glyphosate. So once again, going back to the beginning, having enough of that AI to produce what we need to. And then also some hurricanes and some freezes have impacted the supply. So whenever you stop that system for a little bit, it takes a lot of time to catch back up because everything we do is kind of just in time. So glyphosate is going to be one product that I feel like there's going to be some pretty severe shortages for the 2022 season.
He goes on to talk about some of the steps that many growers can take to plan ahead for the 2022 season.
being flexible as you're looking at it, thinking about what's going to happen during the entire season. So maybe you're in a situation that certain products for post-applications are not going to be available, so you need to run a more robust pre-emerge program than what you have in the past. Communicating with your retailers is going to be very important too, so that they kind of know what you're looking for and what they need to be bringing in also, because they're in the same boat as everybody else. If things are going to change, they're having to be very flexible also.
He goes on to talk about some of the latest new mixes.
The glyphosate-containing product I would recommend is Acuron GT. So it's a pre-mix that contains glyphosate, dual magnum, Callisto, and bicyclopyrin. So you get four different AIs with three different sites of action to combat those hard-to-control weeds.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor, or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mowers some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Farmers Cooperative proudly serves those who are doing the work of powering our communities. Farmers. Even if you aren't in the business of growing crops yourself, we're ready to help you grow something that's just as important, your career. With a wide range of open positions that offer career advancement, you'll find just the right place to put down roots at Farmers Cooperative. Come see how you can help us stand with those who grow by applying at myfarmerscoop.com/careers.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA data issued mid-December showed U.S. sorghum's new export sales during the week prior a marketing year high of 16.6 million bushels. The majority of that went to China. The sales reported during the week of December 16th, up 27% from the prior week, 57% higher than the previous four-week average. In addition to setting a marketing year high for sorghum sales, 12.4 million bushels shipped to China. That was another marketing year high. National Sorghum Producer CEO Tim Lust says as of those December 16th export report, demand for U.S. sorghum, particularly from China, remained very strong. It's a marketing year high, very assuring, wrapping up one growing season and heading into the next. Purchases of sorghum as of December 16th hit just over 200 million bushels. That is 63% of the December WASD estimates, with still 8 months left in the marketing year. Former EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler has a new job. Virginia Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin chosen him to be the next Secretary of Natural Resources. He'll be advising that governor and overseeing five different agencies. Youngkin said Michael Rollbard, longtime wetland consultant and scientist, will be the Director of Environmental Quality for the state. And Roland set up the first wetland mitigation bank in 1991. And also, Wheeler isn't the only Trump administration veteran in Youngkin's cabinet. Former Natural Resource Conservation Service Chief Matt Lohr has been picked to be the state's new Ag Secretary. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building their special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, January the 12th, starting at 11 a.m. on the bred heifers. There will be over 400 big fancy red Angus, black white face, and sim Angus first calf heifers. Some will be AI bred, with a balance being bred to low birth weight bulls for February, March calving. Cow calf pairs include 60 Northern Origin black and red cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old. They'll have 30 to 60 day old Charley and Angus sire calves. There'll be 115 black white face, and red Angus cows, mostly 3 to 5 years old. They'll have 30 to 90 day old calves. There'll be 18 Angus black white face and Hereford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60 day old calves. Spring calving cows include over 300 black, white face, and red Angus cows, 3 to 6 years old, to be bred to Angus and Charley bulls for February through April calving. All cows and heifers will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 12th at the Manhattan Commission Company, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on the bred heifers, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
What will your cost structure look like in 2022? Calculating the cost of production takes the uncertainty out of your decisions. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
It's estimated that input costs will be higher in 2022, whether you're a grain producer or livestock producer. Knowing your cost of production is essential for profitable marketing and making sound business decisions. Bob Campbell is a senior vice president with Farm Credit Services of America and Frontier Farm Credit. He says, if you haven't already, start anticipating your costs.
We're not sure about what fertilizer is going to look like or some inputs. So what's your best guess? What's your supplier telling you? We know what your cost structure in terms of debt payments are. We know what your rent's going to be or land payments. So let's start building your cost of production estimates now so that can inform your marketing plan now. And with the prices as strong as they are, does the market give you an opportunity to lock in some positive margin or not? If it does, consider it.
He predicts the equipment market will be strong. Upgrades and replacements will be led by tractors, then combines, assuming availability, of course. Will inflation affect interest rates? On the short-term side, it depends on what the Federal Reserve does, but he says they don't anticipate significant increases.
On the long-term rates for real estate, you know, we go into the bond market, and right now the bond market's holding pretty steady. You know, we don't project rates, but we don't envision, like, the 10-year treasuries to get too far out of hand. What's interesting, though, is the existing farm debt that's out there, 75% of it's a fixed rate. In the last 2 or 3 years, they've been able to lower that rate significantly. So interest rate risk today is not very high.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about managing your cost environment at agriculture.com.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrums absorb, so dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Monday today. Still a little bit lower across the board for the grains and the livestock. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit for the first day of trading of the week. We've seen wheat. They popped up into the green for a little bit. They're back down into the red slightly for the Kansas City wheat. Chicago wheat still up in the positive right now. March corn is up 7 3/4 at 5.99 even. As we mentioned, wheat, they're back down just slightly. Kansas City wheat for March down 0.5 cent at 7.74 1/2. We have the Chicago wheat still up in the green by 5 1/4. Over in the bean market, January beans still moving further down into the red, taking some big hits today. January beans down 26 cents right now at 13.75 and a half. We have the meal down $5.70 for the January at 427.80. March is down as well by 6.30 at 418.70. Bean oil there in the red is a little bit as well. January bean oil down at 87 cents at 57.76. The March in the red by 84 cents at 57 and 94 cents. A little bit of green still in the cotton market. The March is down slightly, 6 cents lower at 115.06. The May, we are seeing positive up by 8 cents right now at 112 and 96 cents. Over in the oats market, they see some green in the later futures as well, but the March oats down by 5 pennies at 663 and a quarter. Over in the livestock market, still mostly lower numbers here across the board for both the cattle and the hog markets, as live cattle for February down by 82 cents at 136 and a half. We have the feeder cattle down by 95 cents at 161 and 15 cents with the lean hogs. They are in the red for February, down by a buck and 5 pennies at 78 and 60 cents. So a bit of a rocky day on that front. U.S. dollar index today, on the other hand, we do see a little bit of green here, opposite of what we've seen with the stock market, with the March index up by a quarter at 95 and 98 cents. The 30-year bonds are up slightly, a half a point at 155.80, and the 10-year notes are in the red just slightly at 128.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of...
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska and Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Tract 2 is a short quarter, 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99, and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Tract 3 is another short quarter, 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99, and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
seasons of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.